Manny, not all of the probation officers work the streets with weapons. Others deal with the intricacies of the system and the paperwork endemic to the justice system. Of those who carry a weapon, there's a training program, continuing recertification, and the need to pass tests on a firing range. Those who carry weapons have an option to carry a taser to a visit with a customer, a bright yellow device highly visible to everyone. Probation Commissioner Brian McLaughlin says they are an alternative to the deadly force of a gun. McLaughlin says there have been only two uses of tasers.
Bad situations, the real fights, where that was the preference was to take him out with a taser instead of taking the chance on escalating up to, a weapon getting involved or somebody getting seriously hurt.
Those who have the option for a taser are required to take a day and a half of training to start in an annual two-hour recertification. McLaughlin says they aren't perfect since there have been problems, some fatal, in use of the devices, but they are better than deadly force in some situations. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.